This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
David Krumsig at 6'5 will jump center for Lebanon, and it'll be Jordan Gregg at 6'4 jumping for the Hilltoppers as we are ready to get this fifth place bracket semifinal round game underway, and the opening tip controlled by the Lebanon Greyhounds, and we are underway as Derek Guthrie will bring the ball into the front court, give it off to Parker Grobe. Grobe gives it into the near corner to David Krumsig. They try to lob into Luke Krumsig. The ball knocked away, and the Hilltoppers force the first turnover of the night and take over with the basketball. Here's Drake Payton out front with it. A 2-3 zone for Lebanon. Around to Caden White. Now to the edge of the lane to Gregg. Down to Payton Tester. Flips it back out. Payton's going to pop the three. Around and out, no good. Loose out front, picked up by Schreiber. Here's Caden White with the ball. They go back door underneath to Payton Tester. His shot blocked away. Picked up now by Derek Guthrie of Lebanon. He'll drive down the lane, put it up, and get fouled. The foul will be on Caden White. That'll be his first, team's first for the Hilltoppers. And a couple of free throws coming up for Derek Guthrie of Lebanon. The lefty puts it up and no good. We played about 40 seconds here in the opening quarter. Neither team has scored. 5'11 senior Derek Guthrie with a second toss. And this one is short. And the rebound knocked into the hands of Jordan Gregg of Hillsboro. Toppers with a basketball. Chance to draw first blood. Here's Caden White in the left corner. White brings it back out along the sidelines, out near the midcourt stripe. Gives it out front to Alex Schreiber. Back to Payton on the left wing. Schreiber at the top of the key. Payton, a skip pass to Caden White to the right side. Caden looks for a pass. He goes back to the left side to Payton Tester on a skip pass, skipping over the top of that defense. Here's Drake Payton. Back to Caden White. Hillsboro very effectively using the skip pass tonight. Here's Payton from the corner. 15-footer, no good. Rebound on the weak side by Payton Tester. His shot blocked out of bounds by Derek Guthrie of Lebanon. So the Toppers will get the basketball on their baseline. No score, 6:39 to go in the opening quarter. Caden White, the trigger man. Caden gets it in right underneath. The shot is up and in by Payton Tester. And the Toppers are on the board 2-0. And Hillsboro comes with full court pressure, and Caden White makes the steal and makes the basket. And the Toppers lead 4-0. 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Lebanon gets the basketball, and here's Guthrie with it in the backcourt. He'll come to the midcourt stripe and now into the front court. Man-to-man defense for Hillsboro. Guthrie almost had his pocket picked by Drake Payton. Comes to Grobe, now to the near side, off to Krumwig. That's David Krumsig. Krumsig gives it back out to Parker Grobe. Grobe needs some help now. He lost his dribble. He's going to fire it back out to David Krumsig, who'll drive into the edge of the lane. Pop the 10-footer and good. David Krumsig gets his first bucket tonight. And it's a 4-2 ball game. Hillsboro with the lead, the ball, and 5:45 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Alex Schreiber for the Toppers. Around to Payton, down on the baseline to Payton Tester. Underneath for Jordan Gregg, who puts it up way too hard. And the rebound battled for, pulled down by Luke Krumsig. And we're going to have a foul called, I think, against the Hilltoppers. I think it's going to be on Jordan Gregg. Yep, that's going to be the case. Jordan will get his first personal, second team foul for the Toppers. Out of bounds for Lebanon in the backcourt. A 4-2 Hillsboro lead. Lebanon to inbound the ball, and a football pass caught at midcourt by Parker Grobe, who goes in for the layup, and he gets it. And this ball game is tied. We're tied at 4. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Hillsboro with the basketball. Caden White off to Alex Schreiber. Back to Caden on the right wing. White skip pass to Drake Payton. Drake drives the baseline, goes underneath the Payton Tester. His 10-foot shot, good. Payton Tester with 4. And a 6-4 Hillsboro lead. 5:05 to go, first quarter. And Lebanon with the basketball. Here's Parker Grobe with it. Grobe scoots across midcourt. Gets the ball to Guthrie. Derek Guthrie back to Parker Grobe. Grobe off to Guthrie. Out near midcourt. Off to the right side, he dribbles. Bounce pass out to Allende Bennett. Bennett drives down the lane, puts up the shot, and gets it to go. Bennett with his first bucket tonight. A 6-foot senior ties the game at 6. Hillsboro with the ball, 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Hope you've enjoyed all of our coverage tonight from the Macoupin County Tournament and here the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. There's Drake Payton on the right wing for Hillsboro. Back to Peyton Tester. Skip pass to the right corner to Caden White, who had to leap to catch the thing. Back out front to Schreiber. Off to the left wing to Drake Payton. Peyton Tester, left baseline. Out to Caden White, open for three. In and out, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Guthrie for Lebanon. Guthrie will walk the ball into the front court. Derrick on the dribble, cuts left, down the lane, goes in for the layup, missed it. Peyton Tester, the rebound for Hillsboro. Under 4 minutes to go, first quarter. We're tied at six. Hillsboro with the ball. Payton from coast to coast misses the layup, and the rebound pulled down by Bennett for Lebanon. Here's Bennett into the front court. A pass knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be a bad pass for Lebanon. Turnover number three. Out of bounds for Hillsboro. Garrett Rapoli, a 5'11 senior, comes in and replaces Allende Bennett for Lebanon. Jordan Gregg is out, and Landon Carroll is in for Hillsboro. Landon's a 6 foot junior. Drake Payton is out as well. And also into the game is Caden Lemon, a 5'7 junior. Lemon out front, off to White. Back out to Lemon. Caden Lemon and Caden White. Here's Caden White in the left corner. Back out to Caden Lemon. Lemon fires it around to the right side. Back out front to Lemon at the top of the key. Here's Caden White with the ball, way out on the left wing. Into the corner to Landon Carroll. It goes from Caden White to Caden Lemon to Alex Schreiber down the lane. Layup is good. What a nice move by Schreiber. Oh, that was a dandy move. 8-6. Toppers with a two-point lead. 3:12 to go first quarter. Into the front court is Allende Bennett. Bennett back out to Parker Grobe out near midcourt. Grobe puts the ball on the floor a couple of times. Brings it back across to Garrett Rapoli. Rapoli off to Bennett. Bennett drives the lane, puts up the shot off the glass too hard, and the rebound saved by Caden Lemon. Toppers with it. Here's Schreiber into the front court. Under three to play in the first quarter. Carroll, a three ball, no good. And the ball rebounded on the weak side by David Krumsig. 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Hillsboro with a two-point lead, 8-6, and Lebanon with the basketball. The Greyhounds of Lebanon. Here's Rapoli with the ball and a foul away from the ball. This will be, I think, on Peyton Tester, a holding foul. Tester will get his first, team's third. It'll be out of bounds for Lebanon. Guthrie is back in, and Allende Bennett is out. And now Derek Guthrie will inbound the basketball on the baseline for Lebanon. Gets the ball into the corner to David Krumsig. He drives into to the lane and puts it up and in. David Krumsig. Krumsig from point-blank range ties the game at 8. 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. Hillsboro with the basketball. Caden White with the ball. Out to Caden Lemon. Back around to Schreiber on the right wing. Right corner, Caden White. Caden gets tripped up, and he's called for traveling. Turnover number one by Hillsboro tonight. Here comes Jordan Gregg in for Peyton Tester. And Grant Hamby is coming in for Alex Schreiber. Or Keaton Pruitt, I should say. Keaton's a 5'11 junior for Hillsboro. Ball back to Lebanon. We're tied at 8. 2:05 to go first quarter. Into the front court, David Krumsig. Jumps the ball back out to Parker Grobe. A three ball is good. Grobe with 5 points. And it's an 11-8 lead for Lebanon. Under 2 minutes to go first quarter. Hillsboro with the basketball. Here's Pruitt. Back out to Lemon. Around to the right side to Caden White. Caden looking for the lob inside, but can't determine that Jordan Gregg was open enough, so the toppers spin it around the wing. Inside the lane, they kick it off to White. Caden for three or from the left side, no good. Picked up underneath by Caden Lemon. Feeds it out to Landon Carroll. Back to Caden White. Caden drives a baseline, gets cut off there and double-teamed as the toppers bring it back out front. Here's Lemon off to Carroll, into the corner to White. Lemon at the top of the key with 75 seconds to go in the first quarter. Toppers trail by 3, 11-8. Underneath, Jordan Gregg stops, pops, and is fouled. Didn't get the bucket to go. He'll get a couple. And the foul is on Luke Krumsig. That'll be Luke's first, team's first for Lebanon. And Jordan Gregg, the 6'4 junior, will be at the line to shoot two for Hillsboro. 1 minute, 7 seconds to go, first quarter. Drake Payton will be coming back in at the next opportunity, which is right now. Peyton Tester will be coming back in as well for Hillsboro. Carroll is out. Caden White is out. Allende Bennett is back in for Lebanon. And Brandon Getter, a 6-foot senior, is in as well. Second free throw good. The two free throws from Jordan Gregg, and it's an 11-10 lead for Lebanon. A little over a minute to play. The Greyhounds have the basketball. Here's Guthrie into the front court. Off to Bennett. Allende Bennett around to the right side. Off to Garrett Rapoli. They hold it out front. That's David Krumsig, the 6'5 senior, holding the ball out near midcourt. Gives it off to Guthrie. Now on the wing to Getter. Back out front to Krumsig. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Lebanon with the ball and a one-point lead at 11-10. Here's Guthrie dribbling out front. Drives to the elbow. Dumps it off to Getter. Getter drives down the lane, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound Bennett, put back good. Bennett has four tonight. That makes it 13-10 in favor of Lebanon. 18 seconds to go, first quarter. Hillsboro with the basketball. Here's Payton with it. 13 seconds and counting. Here's Keaton Pruitt. Back out to Caden Lemon. Around to Payton. Payton drives with seven. Feeds off to Peyton Tester. 10-footer is no good. 3 seconds to go. There's a long shot from midcourt. Off the glass, no good by Garrett Rapoli. At the end of the first quarter of play from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament, fifth place bracket semifinal, it's Lebanon 13, Hillsboro 10. Back with second quarter action in just a moment. Terry Toad back at Litchfield High School. We want to thank our friends here at Litchfield for being such great hosts. They run a terrific tournament. Good hospitality room, which I've taken advantage of. And a good tournament. Here we go, second quarter action. Hillsboro will get the basketball to start the second quarter. Caden White, along with Alex Schreiber, Jordan Gregg, Peyton Tester, and Drake Payton in there right now. Goes into Gregg inside the lane, who pops from 6 feet, and it's good. Jordan Gregg with 4 points tonight. Makes it a one-point ball game. Lebanon leading 13-12. We're just underway second quarter. Guthrie to David Krumsig in, out near midcourt. Krumsig drives down the right side of the lane, has his pocket picked by Caden White of Hillsboro. Caden pulls up, 10-footer, no good. Rebound underneath, the putback good by Peyton Tester. Tester with six. And now Hillsboro into the lead at 14-13. We're about a half a minute into the second quarter. Lebanon with the basketball. There's Guthrie out on the wing. It goes to Rapoli. He traveled with it. Turnover number five by Lebanon. Getter is out. And Luke Krumsig is back in. Looks like Garrett Rapoli is out. And who else came back in? Oh, Allende Bennett. So Hillsboro with a one-point lead in the basketball. 7-12 to go in the first half. Here's Payton in the lane. Off to Peyton Tester. Skip pass to Caden White in the right corner. Caden fires it back out to Drake Payton. He'll walk it out towards Alex Schreiber. Schreiber gives back to Payton on the left wing, right in front of the stage area. And on a pass over the head of Caden White and out of bounds. Turnover number two by the Hilltoppers. And the ball will go back to Lebanon. Lebanon trails 14-13. 6:53 to go in the first half. Here's Guthrie into the front court for the Greyhounds. Bounce pass off to David Krumsig. Krumsig, a 10-footer in the lane, is short. Rebound Alex Schreiber for Hillsboro. Here come the Toppers. Pass down into the corner. Caden White drives the baseline, puts it up short. Rebound Peyton Tester, rejected by David Krumsig, but picked up by Jordan Gregg out front for the Hilltoppers. Gregg, a couple of dribbles, gives it off to Schreiber. Back to Payton on the right side. Drake, one dribble, back out to Schreiber, around to Caden White on the left wing. Hillsboro leads by a point, 6:18 to go first half. Here's Payton driving the baseline into the corner to Caden White. Caden, couple of dribbles, and he's called for steps. Took one extra step after picking up his dribble. Turnover number three by the Toppers, and the ball will go back to Lebanon. A 14-13 Hillsboro lead. Lebanon with the ball. 6:08 to go in the first half. As Derek Guthrie brings it into the front court. There's David Krumsig driving across the lane. Off to Parker Grobe for three. It's no good. Rebound by Drake Payton for Hillsboro. Here come the Toppers. Payton, top of the key, and a blocking foul on Guthrie. Derek will get his first personal foul. Second team foul for Lebanon, and it'll be out of bounds for the Toppers. Off the bench comes Keaton Pruitt again for Hillsboro, and Keaton is going to replace Jordan Gregg. So Pruitt at 5'11 replaces 6'4 Jordan Gregg. 5:52 to go, first half. Hillsboro with a 14-13 lead. The winner gets Greenville on Saturday afternoon at 4. The loser will play Metro East Lutheran at 2:30 Saturday here at Simmons Gymnasium. There's Schreiber for Hillsboro. Off to Caden White in the right corner. Couple of dribbles. Back out front to Pruitt. There's Caden White on the right wing. Back out to Keaton Pruitt at the point. Fires it back to Payton on the right wing. Back out to Pruitt. Around to Caden White on the left side now, right in front of the stage area. Gets it back out front to Keaton Pruitt. Toppers trying to be patient. Work that defense. Here's White. A skip pass to the left side to Payton. Down on the baseline to Schreiber. Alex, double team. They give it off to Payton. Drake drives. Flips the ball back out front to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt from the elbow. The jump shot is good. Keaton Pruitt with his first bucket tonight. And the Hilltoppers increase their lead to 3 at 16-13. Under 5 minutes to play first half. Lebanon with the basketball. Here's Guthrie around to Grobe. Parker Grobe on the dribble. Now David Krumsig. Krumsig looking inside for Luke Krumsig. Now he gives it off to Luke at the elbow. And the ball knocked away by Peyton Chester for Hillsboro and thrown right back into the hands of Allende Bennett of Lebanon, who goes in for the layup. Bennett with 6. And that makes it 16-15. Hillsboro with a one-point lead and the ball, 4:22 to go first half. Here's Drake Payton back out front, around to the right side to Caden White. White, a skip pass to Schreiber on the left wing. Skip pass back to the right side to Drake Payton, underneath now to Tester on the right baseline. Out to Caden White on the left side. Back out front to Pruitt, around to Payton, 4 minutes to play. Drake kicks it out to Keaton Pruitt. For 3, the shot is no good. Parker Grobe the rebound for Lebanon. Lebanon could take the lead with a bucket, it could take the lead with a bucket here. They trail 16-15. 3:47 to go in the first half. Here's Krumsig. That's Luke Krumsig. They lob it down to David Krumsig from 6 feet away. A shot no good. Payton the rebound for Hillsboro. Out it comes to Pruitt. Keaton down the lane, has the ball stripped away. He tries to flip it to his teammates. The ball finally knocked out of bounds, and looks like a foul coming up. Foul's going to be on Caden White. That is going to be his second, team's fourth for Hillsboro. Tester is out. White is out for Hillsboro. Landon Carroll is back in. And Jordan Gregg back in. Lebanon with the ball, trailing by a point. 3:23 to go in the first half. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Hilltoppers. And Lebanon will inbound the basketball right in front of the Hillsboro bench. Parker Grobe, the trigger man, into Derek Guthrie. Guthrie, one dribble, delivers it back to Grobe. Near the left elbow to David Krumsig. Krumsig dumps it off to Luke Krumsig. Luke gets too far underneath, feeds back out to David. His shot, no good. Drake Payton the rebound. 3 minutes to go, first half. Toppers lead 16-15 and have the ball. Here's Payton. Around to Keaton Pruitt. Keaton back out front to Landon Carroll. There's Payton on the left wing. Free throw line extended into the left corner to Alex Schreiber. Back out front to Landon Carroll. Comes around to the right side, off to Pruitt. Carroll. Now to Payton on the left wing again. Drake, a skip pass to Schreiber on the right side. Alex drives the baseline. Feeds off to Jordan Gregg, back to Payton. Schreiber open for the 3 from the corner, no good. Rebound David Krumsig for Lebanon. 2.5 to play. Lebanon down by a point, 16-15, and the Greyhounds have the basketball. Here's Guthrie with it. Top of the key, drives the lane, throws up the ball, off the glass, no good. Jordan Gregg the rebound for Hillsboro, out to Payton. Drake pulls up, 17-footer is no good. Rebound Landon Carroll, back out to Payton. But it's picked up by Jordan Gregg, who happened to be standing near midcourt. So the Toppers reset. 2 minutes to go, first half. Toppers leading 16-15. Here's Payton on the right wing. Drake. Bounce pass into the corner. Comes back out to Payton. Here's Carroll at the point. Off to Alex Schreiber. on the left wing. 108 seconds to go in the first half. Hillsborough with a one-point lead. Schreiber back out to Pruitt. Back to Alex, underneath to Jordan Gregg, who stops, shoots, no good. Gets his rebound, puts it back up, and no good. Ball tipped out. Payton with it, drives the lane, fakes, goes to the corner. Here's Landon Carroll for the three, no good. The putback by Keaton Pruitt is good. Pruitt with four. Coppers kept at it, and they get the bucket. 18-15, Hillsborough in the lead. 80 seconds to go in the first half. Lebanon with the basketball. Here's Guthrie with it. Right wing, down to the right corner. Back out to Parker Grove. Here's Luke Krumsig with it. Lobs it into David Krumsig in the paint. Puts up the shot, good. David Krumsig with six. That makes it 18-15, or 18-17, I should say. One-point lead for the Toppers. We're under a minute to play. Hillsborough with the basketball. Payton in the right corner. Looking for the pass, comes back out front to Landon Carroll. Here's Schreiber. Back to Carroll at the point. Payton, left, right wing. Skip pass off on the left wing to Keaton Pruitt for three. Got it! Keaton Pruitt with a tray. He's got seven. Toppers lead 21-17 with a half minute to play in the first half. Lebanon with the basketball. Guthrie with it out front. That was a big bucket there for the Hilltoppers. Parker Grove back to Guthrie with 20 seconds. Guthrie drives. Comes back out to Bennett. Bennett takes one dribble. Back out to Grove, around to Guthrie. 10 seconds to go. David Krumsig driving into the lane, turn, shoots, and he is fouled. He'll get a couple. And the Hilltopper foul will be on Jordan Gregg, his second, team's fifth. And David Krumsig will get a couple of free throws for Lebanon. 5.9 seconds to go in the first half. Hillsborough with a four-point lead, 21-17. And David Krumsig, the 6'5 senior for Lebanon, could nibble away at that lead. The first free throw good. 7 points for David Krumsig and a 21-18 ball game. Peyton Tester is in. Alex Schreiber out. Landon Carroll out. Caden White back in for Hillsborough. And the next toss from Krumsig is around and out, no good. Peyton Tester the rebound. Gets the ball to Pruitt. Pruitt down the lane to Peyton in the corner. At the buzzer, it's going to be late. Would not have counted. He got the shot away after the buzzer sounded. At halftime in this fifth place bracket semifinal, it's Hillsborough 21, Lebanon 18. We'll come back with third quarter action right after these messages. Well, it's a 21-18 lead for Hillsborough as we get ready for third quarter action. Caden White along with Alex Schreiber, Drake Payton, Peyton Tester, Jordan Gregg, the starting five out there right now for the Hilltoppers. For the Lebanon Greyhounds, Parker Grobe will inbound the basketball. Looks like they have their starters out there. Allende Bennett along with Derek Guthrie and the Krumsig boys, Luke and David. So here we go. Third quarter underway. Here's David Krumsig. Bounce pass to the wing. Intercepted by Drake Payton for Hillsborough. Drake comes down the lane, puts it off the glass and in. First bucket tonight for Drake. 23-18 and the Toppers have a five-point lead. We're just underway in the third quarter. Out front, here's Guthrie with the shot from 17 feet. No good. Bennett the rebound. Feeds off to David Krumsig. Krumsig tries a double pump and gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot two. And let's see who the Hilltopper foul goes against. It goes against Jordan Gregg. Jordan will get his third, team's first. And that's foul trouble for the big guy for the Hilltoppers. First free throw by David Krumsig is missed. Score remains 23-18, so Jordan Gregg comes out. Keaton Pruitt comes back in for Hillsborough. And David Krumsig with his second free throw is good. He's got eight tonight, and that makes it 23-19. Toppers with a four-point lead. Schreiber will inbound the ball to Drake Payton. They played a half minute here in the third quarter. Here's Schreiber ahead to Caden White in the backcourt. Long pass to the left side to Drake Payton. He tries a bounce pass underneath, and it's kicked away by Krumsig. And it'll be out of bounds for the Hilltoppers on the baseline. And the trigger man will be Caden White. Now Caden's going to step out, and he's going to allow Keaton Pruitt to inbound the basketball. Pruitt gets it into Drake Payton in the left corner. Drake will bring it back out near the top of the key along the sidelines. Here's Pruitt with the basketball. Back to Payton in the left corner. Back to Pruitt, around to Caden White. Caden, a long pass back door to Payton. Oh my goodness, what a play! Drake Payton elevated, caught the ball, and in one motion put it off the glass and in. What a great pass and what a great finish. Wow! 4 points for Drake Payton and a 25-19 topper lead. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Lebanon with the basketball. Kremsig on the low block. David feeds across to Luke, and Luke banks it off the glass and in. And timeout called. 6:42 to go in the third quarter. Your score, Hillsboro 25, Lebanon 21. Timeout called. We'll be back with more from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament right after these messages. Well, congratulations tonight to Litchfield. The Purple Panthers beat Roxanne in the ninth place semifinal bracket game. They were victorious 47-35 over Roxana. They will play tomorrow night at 7:30 at Panther Gym. We'll have the broadcast for you here on FM 106. Meanwhile, Hillsboro with a four-point lead in the basketball. Third quarter action, 6.5 to play. Here's Payton falling down, and Drake's call for traveling. Turnover number 5 by the Toppers. And the ball will go back to the Greyhounds of Lebanon. Lebanon, the number 10 seed in the tournament. Hillsboro, number 6. Lebanon with the ball. Parker Grobe way out on the wing. Back out front to Derek Guthrie. Guthrie swings it around to Allende Bennett. Bennett on the right wing. Bounce pass to David Krumsig. Knocked away. David picks it up. Turns right. Puts it off the glass and in. What a nice move that was by David Krumsig. 25-23. Lebanon cuts the lead to 2. Toppers with the lead. The ball in 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Here's Keaton Pruitt with the basketball. Off to Drake Payton. Payton takes one dribble. Back out to Pruitt near midcourt. Keaton, couple of dribbles around to Caden White. White gives it back to Pruitt. Around to Alex Schreiber. Schreiber, a skip pass to Drake Payton. Payton drives inside the lane, kicks it back out. Here's Caden White driving the left baseline, gets cut off there. Feeds out to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt, top of the key to Payton. Off on the wing to Schreiber. He drives the lane, kicks it back out on the wing. Here's Pruitt driving underneath the Schreiber. Schreiber takes a dribble, puts it up, no good. Ball tipped around. Who's got it? Drake Payton. Drake with a head fake, goes up with the bucket, and oh, it won't roll in. And he'll get a couple of free throws. And the foul's on David Krumsig of Lebanon. His first, team's first. A couple of free throws forthcoming for Drake Payton of Hillsboro. Toppers lead by a deuce, 25-23. Free throw is good. Drake with the Nicholsworth tonight. Toppers lead by 3 now. 5:20 to go third quarter. Here comes Garrett Rapoli back into the lineup. Parker Grobe will have a seat. Meanwhile, Drake Payton, a 6'2 senior for the Toppers. I'll try to extend that lead by one more point, and he does. 6 points for Drake and a 27-23 lead for the Toppers. Game's been close all night. Lebanon with the basketball. Guthrie into the front court. Off on the wing to Rapoli. Back to Guthrie. They swing it around to Bennett. Bennett on the right wing. Back out front to Rapoli. Bounce pass down low to David Krumsig. Krumsig had it, lost it. Loose out of bounds. Going to belong to the Toppers. Turnover number 8 by Lebanon. 5 minutes and 3 seconds to go third quarter. Hillsboro 27, Lebanon 23. And the Toppers get the basketball back. Hope you're enjoying our coverage from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1. Here's Keaton Pruitt off to Caden White for 3. It is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound Payton. He had the ball stripped away, and coming out with it is Bennett for Lebanon into the front court. Now he has the ball stripped away. Caden White with the basketball. Feeds off to Payton. Underneath the Payton Tester, who puts it up and in. Payton Tester with 8. Toppers lead by 6. 29-23. 4.5 to go third quarter. Here's Guthrie with it. To Rapoli. Off to David Krumsig. Krumsig back out to Rapoli in the left corner. Back to Krumsig. Down underneath. He banks it off the glass and in. Krumsig with a dozen. 29-25. Toppers by 4, 4:08 to go third quarter. Toppers with the basketball. Here's Keaton Pruitt with it. Bounce pass off to Caden White. Caden goes back door to Payton Tester. Payton had it, lost it, got it back. Now he's double teamed. The ball goes out of bounds, and they say the ball was stripped away. And that's going to be Topper turnover number 7. 3:54 to go in the third quarter. Schreiber is out, and Jordan Gregg back in for Hillsboro. Lebanon with the ball down by four. Here's Bennett back out to Rapley. Gives it off to Guthrie. Guthrie slashes through the lane, and a blocking foul on Jordan Gregg. That's going to be his fourth. He just got back in the lineup. I mean, it was literally seconds. And Gregg will pick up his fourth personal foul, and he'll come right back to the bench. And it is Grant Hamby, a 6'2 senior, off the bench for the Toppers. So Guthrie inbounds the ball to David Krumsig. Krumsig fires it back out on the wing to Bennett. Allende Bennett back to Krumsig. Drives in, and he traveled. Turnover number 10. Took a big step, a big power step, but forgot to dribble the basketball. Ball back to the Hilltoppers. 3.5 to go for third quarter. 29-25. Toppers with the lead and the ball. Here's Caden White. Right side in front of the stage. Comes back to the top of the key. Left wing now. Off to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt gives it back to Caden White. Caden on the dribble. Inside the arc. Stops. Feeds off inside the lane to Hamby. Hamby kicks the ball back out to Payton. Drake down the lane. Stops. Fakes. Kicks to the wing. Here's Caden White driving in. Double teamed and a foul call. And this will be against Krumsig. David Krumsig will get his second. Team second. Out of bounds for the Toppers on the baseline. Parker Grobe is back in for Lebanon, and he will replace Derek Guthrie. 3:01 to go, third quarter. Toppers 29, Lebanon 25. Toppers inbound the ball. Caden White for three, and no good. Ball tipped back out. Pruitt with it. Keaton off the glass and in. Keaton Pruitt with nine. Toppers lead by six. 31-25, under 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Here's Parker Grobe for Lebanon. Gives it off to Luke Krumsig. Off on the wing to Rapoli. Back out front to Grobe. Off to David Krumsig underneath the Luke, and he is fouled by Peyton Tester. Tester gets his second, team's third. Out of bounds for Lebanon. 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Hillsboro with a 31-25 lead. Grobe lobs it into David Krumsig, who in one motion grabs the ball and lays it in. He's got 14. Nice move. 31-27. The Hilltopper lead cut to four. We're under 2.5 to play in the third quarter. Here's Pruitt. A skip pass to Caden White. Caden back out front to Drake Payton. Underneath the Payton Tester. Payton stops. Pops good. Payton Tester with 10. 33-27. Toppers back up by six. 2:08 to go, third quarter. Lebanon into the front court. Parker Grobe with the basketball. Along the sidelines. Lost his dribble. Back out to Luke Krumsig. He takes one dribble. Feeds off to David Krumsig in the lane, who lays it off the glass and in. From one Krumsig to the other, 16 points for David. 33-29. Toppers with the lead. 107 seconds to go, third quarter. Drake Payton off the glass down the lane. What a nice move by Drake. 8 points as he sliced through the defense. And a 35-29 lead for the Toppers. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Lebanon with the basketball. There's Krumsig inside from Luke to David. Knocked away. Grobe picks it up. They give it off to David Krumsig, who puts it up and missed it. And he's fouled. He'll get a couple of free throws. And the foul called against Keaton Pruitt. That's going to be his first, team's fourth. Krumsig will get a couple of free throws for Lebanon. First one good. He's got 17 points tonight. That makes it 35-30, so it's a 5-point advantage for the Toppers. A minute 22 to go in the third quarter. And a second shot. Krumsig is up and no good. Rebound pulled down by Alex Schreiber for Hillsboro. Off to Keaton Pruitt. Toppers trying to add to their 5-point advantage. Here's Drake Payton with it. Back out front to Landon Carroll. Off to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt gives the ball out to Schreiber at the point. Off to Payton. Right corner to Landon Carroll. Carroll, skip pass to the near side. Off to Pruitt. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Here's Payton down the lane. Off to Pruitt. Open for three. Good! He hit it. Keaton Pruitt with a dozen tonight, and the Toppers lead by eight. Their biggest lead of the night, 38-30. 44 seconds to go third quarter. Lebanon with the basketball. Into Crumsey. That's David. Backdoor to Rapley. Knocked away. Picked up by the Hilltoppers. Here comes Payton from coast to coast. Now he feeds off to Tester. Payton with the shot is no good. He'll get a couple of free throws as he was fouled. And that foul on David Krumsig. That's going to be his third. Team's third. Two free throws for Payton, Tester for Hillsboro. Come on, Payton. Couple of throws here, buddy. 30 seconds to go third quarter. And the first toss is up, and it's good. 11 points for Payton Tester. Toppers lead by nine. Guthrie is back in. Rapley out for Lebanon. And Keonti Baker is in as well for Lebanon. He is a 5'10 senior. Second free throw by Tester missed. Rebound by Lebanon. So it's a 9-point advantage for the Toppers. Greyhounds of Lebanon have the basketball. 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Parker Grobe with it out near midcourt. Guarded there by Keaton Pruitt. Grobe off to Bennett. 14 seconds to go. Here's Guthrie with the basketball. Back out front, it goes to Baker. Back to Guthrie with five. Guthrie drives, puts it off the glass. Too hard, 3 seconds to go. Out it comes. Keaton Pruitt, a long shot from beyond midcourt. Hits off the top of the backboard. After three quarters of play, it's the Hilltoppers of Hillsboro, 39. The Greyhounds of Lebanon, 30. Back with the money quarter. The fourth quarter coming up in just a moment. Terry Toad back at the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Fourth quarter action about ready to get underway. Hillsboro with a 9-point advantage, 39-30. Toppers will get the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. So here we go. The winner will get Greenville Saturday afternoon at 4. The loser plays Metro East Lutheran at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. Both games will be here in Simmons Gymnasium on the final day of the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Here's a high-low pass, Keaton White. Caden White out to Drake Payton over Drake's head and out of bounds. Turnover number 8 by the Toppers. So the ball will go back to the Lebanon Greyhounds as Guthrie will bring it into the front court. Toppers in a man-to-man defense. A bounce pass off to Baker on the left wing. Down low to David Krumsig. Krumsig turns, puts it up, and no good. Tips the ball a couple of times, and now we're going to have a foul on Payton Tester for pushing off. Tester will get his third personal foul. And that'll be the Toppers' fifth team foul. Jordan Gregg, who has four personal fouls, will come back into the lineup, and he'll replace Payton Tester. 7.5 to go in the ballgame. Toppers lead by 9, 39-30. And Lebanon inbounds the basketball. Here's Grobe on the right wing. Parker drives into the edge of the lane. Bounce pass back out to Guthrie. Guthrie lost his dribble. Gives it to Parker Grobe. Grobe back on the wing to Guthrie. Bounce pass to David Krumsig. Krumsig lost the basketball, and Jordan Gregg comes up with it. Turnover number 12. Long pass down to Caden White. Caden banks it off the glass. It will not roll in. And the rebound pulled down by Lebanon. Guthrie with it out front. Here's Grobe with the ball. Drives inside the lane, back out to Baker. Around to the right side to Guthrie. Guthrie drives in, hands the ball off to Luke Krumsig, and the ball will be out of bounds. And they're going to call Jordan Gregg for his fifth foul. Again, he was literally in the game for just seconds, and Gregg is fouled out. That is his fifth, team sixth, out of bounds for Lebanon. So Payton Tester will come back in. A 39-30 lead for Hillsboro, 6:55 to go in the game. Lebanon inbounds the ball to David Krumsig right underneath. He puts it off the glass and in, and Krumsig has 19 points. And now a timeout called. 6:48 to go in this game. It's Hillsboro 39, Lebanon 32. More from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament right after these messages. A 39-32 lead for Hillsboro. Toppers will inbound the basketball. Alex Schreiber gets it into Drake Payton as Lebanon comes with full court pressure. Payton into the front court, down the lane, back door. Payton Tester, layup good and one. Chance for the three-point play for Payton Tester. And that foul called on Luke Krumsig. That's going to be his second, team's fourth. Payton Tester with the bucket has 13 points. Toppers have a 9-point lead, 41-32, and Payton could make it a 10-point advantage. Tester's free throw is in and out and back in. 14 points for Peyton Tester and a 42-32 lead for Hillsboro. That's the biggest lead of the night. 6:37 to go in the ball game. Lebanon with the basketball. Here's Bennett with it. Right side, back out to Grove at the top of the key. Grove takes a dribble, off to Guthrie on the left side. Guthrie fires it back to the right side to Grove, who's outside the arc. He's going to put up the three ball. Good. Grove has 8 points tonight, and that makes it 42-35. Toppers with the lead and the ball. 6:10 to go in the contest. Off to the right side to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt back to the top of the key, off to Caden White. Caden swings the ball back around to the right side on the dribble. Gives off to Drake Payton. Payton works off a pick. Now gives the ball back to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt drives down the edge of the lane, lost it. It's picked up underneath by Schreiber, who tries a reverse layup, and he missed it. And the rebound pulled down by Lebanon. Greyhounds trail, 42-35, have the ball, 5:40 to go in the game. Luke Krumsig drives in and puts it up and in. Luke Krumsig with four, that makes it 42-37. So the Hilltopper lead cut to five. 5.5 to go, and now the Toppers one timeout. 5:29 to go in this ball game. It's Hillsboro 42, Lebanon 37. Back with more from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament right after these messages. We'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports and a rundown of all the action coming up Friday, both at the Macoupin County Tournament and at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament, amongst other tournaments and other regularly scheduled games. Timeout over. Toppers will inbound the ball at midcourt. Caden White will be the trigger man. 5.5 to play in this game. Hillsboro leading by a nickel's worth. Here's Pruitt to Drake Payton in the right corner. Back out front to Pruitt. Pruitt a couple of dribbles, a bounce pass to the left side to White. Off to Drake Payton. Back out to Keaton Pruitt at the point. Here's Caden White, left wing. Free throw line extended, works off a pick set by Tester. Gives it off to Drake Payton. Payton cuts across the top of the key. Drives inside the lane, feeds out to Caden White, open for the three, no good. Rebound weak side by Drake Payton. Out to Pruitt, Keaton for three, no good. And the ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Hilltoppers. 4:50 to go in the game. Toppers lead, 42-37. The winner gets Greenville on Saturday afternoon. Here's Caden White inside to Peyton Tester, and he's fouled by Luke Krumsig. Luke will get his third personal foul, fifth team foul, and it'll be out of bounds for the Toppers. A five-point advantage for the Toppers. 4:48 to go in the game. Caden White will inbound the basketball. Into the right corner to Drake Payton. Payton fires it back out front to Keaton Pruitt, the 5'11 junior. Keaton, who has a dozen points tonight, off to Drake Payton. Back out to Pruitt, around to Caden White. White, skip pass off to Payton on the right wing. Drake, couple of dribbles back out front to Keaton Pruitt. Here's Tester, into the right corner to Pruitt. Back out to Payton. Schreiber at the top of the key now. 42-37, Toppers lead, have the ball, 4:15 to go, and a blocking foul on David Krumsig is going to be his fourth, team sixth, out of bounds one more time, and then everybody's in the bonus the rest of the way. Toppers will inbound on the baseline. They line up three men in a stack and one man, Peyton Tester at the free throw line to set up the play. Ball comes out to Tester out near midcourt. 4:13 to go in this contest. 42-37, Hillsboro with the lead and the ball. There's White, off to Drake Payton. Drake drives in, fires it back across to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt, a bounce pass to Schreiber. Alex takes one dribble, gives off to Drake Payton. Payton in the lane, fadeaway shot, good. Payton with 10 points tonight. 44-37, the Topper lead now seven. 3:45 to go in the contest. Lebanon with the basketball, here's Grobe with it. Into the corner. To Krumsig, it goes from David to Luke, and Luke misses the shot. The ball picked up by Caden White for Hillsboro. Here comes Caden down the lane, bounce pass, that nobody there. Turnover number nine by the Toppers. 3.5 minutes to go in the contest. Hillsboro 44, Lebanon 37. Lebanon gets the ball back. Guthrie will bring it into the front court for the Greyhounds. Off to the right wing, off to Bennett. Bennett goes on the baseline, lays it up and missed it. Caden White, the rebound for the Toppers. Feeds ahead to Payton. Layup is good. Drake with 10, or with a dozen, I should say. And the Toppers lead by 9 again, 46-37. 3:10 to go in the game. Lebanon with the basketball. Here's Parker Grobe along the sidelines. Caught in the coffin corner. Double team. Pass deflected. Payton knocked it away. Picked up by Grobe, though. Gives it off to Bennett. Bennett at the top of the key. Off to Luke Krumsig. Luke Krumsig feeds it back out to Allende Bennett. Now back out to Derek Guthrie. Guthrie drives down the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Payton Tester for the Toppers. 2:40 to go in the game. Toppers lead by 9. Have the ball. Here's Caden White underneath the Shriver. Alex puts it up and in! Shriver with 4 points tonight. Toppers lead by 11. And there's timeout called. 2:29 to go in this game. Toppers 48, 11-37. Back with more from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament in just a moment. Terry Toad back at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. Been a fun week of basketball here at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament, and now we're in toward the final weekend when the games get tight. 48-37, the Hilltopper lead. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Lebanon will inbound the basketball. Here we go. Here's Guthrie into the front court. Krumsig, David down on the low block, has the ball stripped away. Picked up by the Toppers. Here comes Payton down the lane. Drake in for the layup. He's fouled. Bucket didn't go. He'll get a couple. And that foul called against Garrett Rapoli. Rapoli gets his first, team seventh. Two free throws for Payton for the Toppers. And the first one from Drake is nothing but net. 13 points for Drake. And a 49-37 lead, that might be enough to do it. 12-point lead, 2:15 to go. Toppers will have to take care of the basketball. Here's the next toss. And that one's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Garrett Rapoli for Lebanon. Lebanon into the front court. Rapoli gives out to Guthrie at the top of the key. Now he's wide open for a tray. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Keaton Pruitt out to Drake Payton. Here comes Payton on the fly, in for the layup, and he got it. What a swift, nifty little play that was by Drake Payton. 51-37, the Topper lead. Under 2 minutes to play. Lebanon with the basketball. David Krumsig from the left corner drives into the lane, puts it up, no good. Payton the rebound. Here come the Toppers. Payton and pass ahead to Payton Tester. Payton lost it and threw it right back into the hands of Garrett Rapoli of Lebanon. Turnover number 10 by the Toppers. 90 seconds to play. Here's Luke Krumsig, his shot no good. Rebound by Alex Schreiber for the Toppers. Outlet pass, shot off the glass and in by Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt with 14 points. And that ought to do it. 53-37, Toppers with the lead. 75 seconds to go in the game. Grobe with the basketball. Back out front and the pass is gonna go out of bounds. Turnover number 14 by Lebanon. Looks like we're going to have a Greenville-Hillsboro showdown Saturday afternoon here at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament in the battle for fifth place. 1 minute, 6 seconds to play in the game. Toppers with a 53-37 lead. Toppers will probably run some clock here. Here's Caden White with it out front. Down to the baseline. Back out to Payton Tester. Back to the top of the key to Alex Schreiber. Schreiber down the lane, falls down. He's called for traveling. Turnover number 11 for the Toppers. 47 seconds to go in the game. Tom Williams produced our broadcast tonight. Thanks to all of our sponsors who made the broadcast possible. Without them, we can't do all of this. Hope you've enjoyed our broadcast this evening. Litchfield won earlier tonight, 47-35 over Roxana. Hillsboro with a 53-37 lead here. Shot by Lebanon, no good. Rebound Rapoli. He's going to try a three-pointer. It's no good. Drake Payton the rebound with under a half minute to play. And the Toppers leading 53-37. Payton will walk the ball into the front court. Gives it off on the wing to Pruitt. Topper fans come to their feet with 10 seconds to play. Payton, who had a good half, second half. He had 15 points in the second half. Leads all the scores for the Hilltoppers. And that's it. Your final tonight. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers 53. The Lebanon Greyhounds 37. So it'll be Greenville taking on Hillsboro Saturday afternoon at 4 here at Simmons Gymnasium in the fifth place game. We'll come back with a quick wrap in just a moment. A 53-37 win for the Hilltoppers tonight. Let's check the scoring totals for Lebanon. Bennett had 6. 8 points from Grove, 4 from Luke Krumsig. David Krumsig with 19. Quarters of 13, 5, 12, and 7. Lebanon 3 of 8 from the line. 14 turnovers. They're now 8 and 11 on the year. Toppers got 15 points from Drake Payton, 14 from Keaton Pruitt, 14 from Peyton Tester, 4 points from Jordan Gregg, 4 points from Keaton Alex Schreiber, 2 points from Caden White. Quarters of 10, 11, 18, and 14. Toppers were 7 of 9, had 11 turnovers, and with the win, Toppers are 12 and 7. That's going to do it from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Once again, your final, Hillsboro 53, Lebanon 37. I'm Terry Toad. So long from Litchfield High.